You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound kids 5 to 7 years of age are invited to the hour-long Future Stars Youth Football Clinic taking place at Cleveland Browns Fan Fest on Saturday, June 6th from 12 to 1. They'll work with the top high school coaches to learn football basics. Registration includes two complimentary Fan Fest tickets and a commemorative T-shirt. Sign your kids up today for the Future Stars Youth Football Clinic on ClevelandBrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And it's time to bring in our producer, Jason Gibbs, to play a little higher or lower.
All right, guys. Compliments of Sportsbook.ag, founded on CBSSports.com this morning. I know normally when you talk wins, you talk over-under, but I felt like we could make this a higher or lower game. Tell me if the team win totals for the following teams, projected-wise, will be higher or lower in 2015. Number one, the New England Patriots at 10 wins.
Higher
or lower?
Higher. Last year it was the same thing. I don't know why in the offseason these people keep adjusting New England's number down. Last year I said I believe my quote was I would mortgage everybody's house in the world and put it on New England.
Well, why didn't you? Basically, it cost us millions.
I couldn't find it on the site that I use. It wasn't there. Again, with or without Tommy Terrific, that's going to be shortened, I'm almost sure of. But either way, Bill Belichick is winning more than 10 games, period.
I know we're playing higher or lower. I would have said lateral move at 10 wins, but if I had to, because Gibbs asked us to, I'm going to go lower, and I'm going to go 9 wins. The reason why is I think the division is much tougher with Rex Ryan and that team in Buffalo. I think Miami's going to be improved, and the Jets will be competitive. So for that reason, I have them losing 7 games, so that makes 9 wins.
See, I think they're going to go 10-6, so I would say right on the number. But given that we're trying to do higher or lower, I'm going to go lower as well. And here's why. You're not going to have Tom Brady for the full season. You have no cornerbacks. None. Zero cornerbacks.
Which will hurt them in the playoffs and will keep them from winning a Super Bowl. However,
their defense is much worse this year.
However, Bill Belichick is the greatest defensive mind in history of football and will find a way to win regular season games. It will come back to haunt them in the playoffs. I will not be picking them to repeat as Super Bowl champs. But he's going to find a way to win 11 football
I think
games.
Their division is better. All of a sudden, when you play the Jets now, the Jets have great corners, and the Jets are going to bring Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker at you and Devin Smith. You got the Buffalo Bills with Sammy Watkins and Robert
that
Woods.
Great defense.
An excellent defense. Oh, and they added LeSean McCoy. Oh, and they added Percy Harvin. You've got the Miami Dolphins, another talented team offensively. I just think that
Whoa, let's stop for a second. Who's talented on Miami's offense?
Ryan Tannehill. They just gave $96 million.
Tannehill is talented.
Like I said, who's
Mike
talented?
Wallace.
Lamar Miller. Mike Wallace is in
Mike
Minnesota
Wallace is
now.
Gone.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
They've got Jordan Cameron.
Like I said, who's talented?
Kenny Stills.
I do
Jarvis,
like some Kenny Stills.
Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry's a good player.
Okay.
Lamar Miller.
Again, you've mentioned nobody that scares me on Miami's offense, period.
That's fine. I'm just saying that the division's better. You don't have Brady, and they got so much worse defensively. It's appalling to me that they allowed. I mean, they have no corners in the National Football League.
That does befuddle me a little bit, but I'll still put my money on Bill Belichick.
They even cut the ones they had that like have played.
I'll still put my money on Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Number 2.
Good job, Gibbs.
Number 2, higher or lower? The Buffalo Bills, speaking of the AFC. By the way, these are all AFC teams. The Buffalo Bills, 8.5 wins. Higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower. Again, you know, you talk about quarterback question marks in Cleveland. Who's their quarterback? I mean, I think that they're going to have a great defense. Rex always has a good defense. But I just don't see them winning 9 games.
I'm going to go higher, and I'm going to go 9 wins. So above the 8.5. As I said, they're going to be much more competitive. They're going to have a great leader in Rex Ryan. They're going to play great defense.
Weren't they 9-7 last year?
They were 9-7 last year. So they're going to, even with, you know, questions at quarterback, the guys that you mentioned, the additions that they have, they're going to play great defense. They're going to be able to run the football and throw strategically down the field.
They should be able to get out of E.J. Manuel and Matt Castle what they got out of Kyle Orton last year. Add LeSean McCoy. You add Percy Harvin. You add Rex. I think it's an improved team, so I'm going to go over there as well. I think, in fact, they're going to get the win. They're going to get the win that the kid had going to the Patriots. That's going to be the swing game.
There you go.
Number 3.
The Houston Texans, 8.5 wins, higher or lower in 2015?
I'm going to go lower again. You know, I just don't see the quarterback play there. If they're counting on Brian Hoyer to be their starter, sorry.
Ryan Mallett.
Ryan Mallett has played a grand total of 2 games, and while I like what he's shown, he really has zero track record. I'm going to have to go lower again with the Texans, even though I love Bill O'Brien.
I'm going to go lower as well, and I have them at 8. So 8-8. I think that is a, you know, Tennessee will be in question. Jacksonville will, of course, be in question, even with a spending spree via free agency. But the Colts will be the cream of the crop, and they'll compete potentially to stay in the mix in the division at 8-8.
No surprise, Vegas is right around the number. I think this is an 8-8 team or a 9-7 team, so 8.5 is a good number. I'm going to go under as well. Losing Andre Johnson, they just lost a little bit of their identity. It'll just be interesting to see how they go forward there. I'm going to say 8-8 for Houston.
Number 4. The Denver Broncos come in at 10.5, higher or lower on the total wins.
To me, this might be the biggest no-brainer on the list. I'm going to have to go over. I am not a Peyton Manning supporter. I never have been. However, he is one of the best regular season players in history of any sport. And Peyton Manning will win 12 games in his sleep.
Really? I'm going lower, and I have the Denver Broncos at 10-6. I just believe the Kansas City Chiefs will be an average team. I think the Oakland's going to give them a run for the money. But the San Diego Chargers and Phillip Rivers, he's hungry for a contract. He's hungry for a championship and to maintain relevancy in that division. For that reason, I'm going to go lower, but 10 wins.
You lose Clady. Peyton Manning is one hit away, I think, from being knocked out. And I know he's been able to stay in there, but last year at the end of last season, he was not good.
Good he's defense, another year not older. Great defense.
Believe me, I am not. I think they're a going Manning under. Fan. I hope so. I hope that they go 2-14. But I just think if you look historically, has Peyton Manning ever won less than 10 games or 10 games or less than 11 games as a starting quarterback since maybe year 3?
I don't know that
career?
He finishes the season. That's a good one that you can hedge. You take them under and then you can hedge that down the line if you need to.
Number 5. Number 5, we've moved right on to another team in the AFC West, the San Diego Chargers. 8 wins.
Over.
Higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher. I really am always been a Phil Rivers fan, and you know I see them winning 9 or 10 games. I'm going to go higher.
I'm going to go higher as well. I have them 10 games, as I mentioned. It's time to put up or shut up for Phillip Rivers to secure that big deal. Whether that team moves to L.A. or not, that's out of his control. But I know he's hungry as a competitor for a championship.
I'm going over. I like the Chargers. I like them in that division. It's interesting. The AFC is pretty competitive. Each division, I think, is pretty competitive, other than maybe the South.
I think the top 2 teams in each division, well, besides maybe the AFC North, were all. I believe all 4
and
will
East,
be in play.
The East, I think, is going to be pretty good.
The East, yeah, but I meant there's top. To me, there's the top 2 are the most like relevant to win the division. I think Patriots, Bills. You figure everyone's in play in the AFC North. You got Texans, Colts, and Chargers, Broncos. And then there's a wild card.
Division 2 years ago.
Yeah, but the Chiefs aren't the same.
It is amazing. I'll just go through some of these, but the last 4 we have are all the AFC North. But the AFC East, they had the Patriots at 10, Buffalo at 8.5, the Dolphins at 8.5. This one was the shocker. The Jets at 7.5.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm like, whoa, take that for the lower.
That's just why they're going to win 8 games. Don't you think? Is it whose natural reaction to that total is not under?
Yeah.
Well, the Jets, there's a lot of Jets fans out there, and they'll tell you now with their defensive backfield that they should win. And
you couldn't run on them last year.
And yeah, their defense
there was as good of a
really
run
good.
Defense as there was in the league last year. You couldn't run on them.
Big up front.
And they added Leonard Williams to that D-line. You added Revis, Cromartie, and Buster Screen to their...
Re-signed David Harris.
You brought in Brandon Marshall for basically nothing on offense.
Yeah, Brandon Marshall's done.
Steve Ridley.
Represented by the agent to the Stars, by the way.
That's right.
So in the AFC South, they had Indianapolis at 10.5.
Yep.
Houston at 8.5. Jacksonville and Tennessee at 5.5.
Yeah, that's the one lopsided division.
Yep. AFC West, they had the Broncos at 10.5, the Chargers at 8, the Kansas City Chiefs at 8.5,
okay.
And the Raiders at 5.5.
Okay.
So it's now time for the last four.
All right.
Number six.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, 8.5 wins, higher or lower?
Ooh, this is a good one. I think Big Ben's going to get you to 9 wins, so I'll say higher.
I have it written down, so I said higher, 9 wins.
I'm going higher as well. I think Martavis Bryant's going to continue to develop. When you look at Martavis Bryant, Marcus Wheaton, and Antonio Brown, and they added Sammy Coates, another
Le'Veon
guy who can
Bell.
Really stretch the field. Le'Veon Bell, you've got Big
they'll
Ben.
Lose him for the suspension, though, so maybe they'll be discounted a loss early.
Maybe you brought in I think D'Angelo Williams, a hunk, can fill in for a couple games for you.
Everybody else besides the starter in Pittsburgh seems like a guy.
Everybody else who's not the starter in Pittsburgh seems like a guy. Heath Miller's always been reliable. I just think that
I meant at running back.
At running back.
Yeah,
okay.
Besides the starter at running back, everyone else is just a body.
I think they're a pretty strong. I think that's a team that's going to go over 9. I'm going 9 with them.
Number 7.
The Cincinnati Bengals also at 8.5. Higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower on this one. I just think Cincinnati has been knocking on the door for so many years. They're talking tough, like, oh, this is the year we're going to win a playoff game. I just see the beige water pistol having a little bit of a letdown year, and the Bengals really
beige water pistol
taking a step back.
I'm good again. The beige water pistol.
I agree. I have them at 8 wins, so that would be lower than the 8.5 by Vegas.
I've never been a believer in Andy Dalton. They've got Vontaze Burfict is banged up coming back from injury. They're looking. I like their running backs. I think that's the best part of their team, and I like their offensive line. They went out and got a couple tackles. They got Ogabugi in the first round, Jake Fisher in the second round. They focus on that line. So I think they're going to be able to run the ball. I think they will play good, not great defense. I think they're a middle-of-the-pack team. I think they win 8 games, so I'm going to say that they are under.
Number eight.
The Baltimore Ravens, 9 wins, higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower again. You know, maybe it's my Baltimore bias or my anti-Baltimore bias. I just think that, you know, the loss of Torrey Smith is going to be a little bit bigger than people realize. He allows you to do a lot of different things because he can get deep.
So does Rashad Perriman, though.
Well, Rashad Perriman can prove it to me before you know, he hasn't proven it in the National Football League the way Torrey Smith has. So that remains to be seen. He dropped a lot of passes in college. You drop a couple early, your confidence goes. People are crying. I'm just going to look for them to take a little bit of a step back on offense. Ravens are always tough, but I'm going to go lower.
For the last thing you said, the Ravens are always tough. I'm going to go 10 wins, so I'm going to go higher for Baltimore. They're most likely going to be the division winner. And for the Cleveland Browns, I think they're going to be in this conversation as potentially winning that wild card opportunity. You know, what, Steelers, 17th, you know, week
yep.
17. There's going to be something on the line with that football game.
And this would be a layoff for me. I think that number is exactly right for the Ravens. 9-7, that's how they feel to me. I thought that they lost some key players in the offseason. They had a very good draft, though. They got Max Williams. In addition to Rashad Perriman, Carl Davis, the big nose tackle out of Iowa to plug up the middle. I think that's about right. So if I was betting it, I would lay off. But if I was forced to bet it, which I am here, in higher or lower, I would be inclined to think that they go higher rather than lower. So I would say higher. But I think 9's the right number. That would be a stay away.
Number 9.
Final one today, our beloved Cleveland Browns. They have the total wins. This is sportsbook.ag. The Browns, 6.5. Higher or lower?
I mean, I think it goes without saying I probably don't even need to answer this question being the king of the Kool-Aid drinkers, but I'm going to say higher, and I'm going to say a lot higher, folks.
How much higher?
10 wins.
10 wins.
Woo!
I do not drink the Kool-Aid. Okay. But I still have them higher, and I have them at 9 wins. This is a 9-7 football team.
How unprecedented is it for me? I'm going to also say higher, but I have them at 8-8, that I would be the lowest on this show. Vic Carucci would be at 4 games, by the way.
Just maybe negative 4.
You might, right. Gibbs, what are you on that one?
I don't know. I'm going to have to have them watch and play the games. You know, I got to see it. Maybe
no,
by week 12, I'd be able to give you an answer.
Only if he watches the games with people who have played or coached football.
Correct.
If I
You want some analytics?
Takes it all personal when I make fun of
analytics.
Stats.
All three of us gave different answers. How about that?
The good news is, if I say I have to watch them, I think someone has to take a drink because there's now a drinking game involving that.
I saw that.
Yes,
I saw that
on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 7-9.
Okay.
I will go 7-9. I'm leaning more towards 6-10, but
Hater.
7-9.
Oh, leaning more towards 6-10.
Wow, yep. Gibbs.
I think Vegas might have something. Just saying.
Vegas is pretty good.
I don't know. Never mind. If I say it, someone's got a drink.
What are you going to say, Gibbs?
Got to show me the quarterback play. Show me the quarterback play.
He's got to see it, folks.
Got to see it.
All right, when we come back, let us know what you thought of that higher or lower. Any of those jump out to you as ones that you think? Got some tweets about it as well. Also, what player has the most to prove to you from the Cleveland Browns? And we'll ponder this question. How much would you be willing to pay for a top Cleveland sports event ticket? An NBA Finals ticket to see the Cavs, World Series ticket to see the Indians, or even a Super Bowl ticket to see the Browns? Which one would be your top dollar? We'll answer that when we come back. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it.